Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Gittin, and we are up to parak Hey, Mishnah Hey. So the Mishnah tells us, again, we're continuing in Tikkun Ha'olam related things. Hey, Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgadah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgadah was made about four different halachos. This is Lashon of Maseches Idios, where people were made about different kabbalos that they have. Number one, Alach Haresha She'isi Aviha. If a girl was a deaf mute and her father married her off, she to be get, that she can receive a get, even though they're not bardas, she's allowed to receive a get, because a woman does not need you don't need the das ha'isha to get divorced. You could be megarish shenisha technically bal karcha without her das. Val katana bas yisrael shenisha is a kohen. If you have a katana who's a bas yisrael, whose father is not a kohen, who's married to a kohen, but how does a katana get married? So if her father's not around, her father's dead, so her mother or brothers give her off to marriage. So that's only a marriage midrabanan. So even though it's a marriage midrabanan, she'achelus b'truma, she's still allowed to eat truma on account of the fact that she's married to the kohen. V'meisa b'ayla yarsha, and if she dies, her husband will yarshin her. Third is v'alamarish hagazel shebno babira. If someone steals a beam and builds it into a big building, a tower, she'yitol es damav. That instead of, even though normally when you steal a thing and you still have that thing, you have to return the thing. You can't just pay money for it. Over here, you're allowed to pay money instead, because no one is ever going to want to do tshuva and return it if they know that they're going to have to tear apart the entire skyscraper to find that one beam to return it. But it makes it easier. It greases the wheels of tshuva when you let them do tshuva in a more easy way just by paying money. And a fourth thing, if you have a stolen carbon chatas, meaning someone stole an animal and made it into a carbon chatas, and people don't know about it, meaning the people didn't know that the animal was a stolen animal, shehima chaperes, that it will still provide kapara, and he doesn't have to bring another carbon in its place, mepnei tikkun ha-mizbeach, and that's for the benefit of the mizbeach, because even though the carbon is possible, since a stolen carbon is possible, the Chum thought that if he's going to have to bring another one, then the Kohanim are going to say, uh-oh, that means the carbon we already brought, and we already ate, was a pasul of carbon, and they're going to say, you know what, we're not interested in bringing other carbonos, because it's too risky. We might be violating an avera every time we bring a carbon. So because they're going to refrain from bringing carbonos, if we pasul it, or if we require him to bring another one in its place, so we're not going to require him to bring another one in its place. Moving on to Mishnah Vav. So, lo hayasi krikon bi Yehuda. The halacha of Sikrikon didn't apply in Yehuda, in part of Eretz Israel known as Yehuda. Sikrikon means that if a Jew buys land from a Sikrikon, Sikrikon is like a terrible thug who steals land from people by, you know, and threatens to kill them if they don't give them their land. So if a Jew buys land from a Sikrikon who stole it from somebody else, there's a halacha that relates to that. So that din of Sikrikon didn't apply in Yehuda Baharuge Milchama, when Jews were being killed as a result of war. Meaning, if someone buys land from a Sikrikon during war, so the halacha of Sikrikon, which again we haven't yet defined what that halacha is, does not apply. He could just keep the land, and there's no special halacha. So meharugi milchama ve'elach. But once there were Jews were no longer being killed in war, then yesh basikrikon. Then the halacha of sikrikon did apply in Yehuda, because there was no longer anything to be afraid of, since Jews weren't being killed in war. So ketzad, what on earth are we talking about? What is the case of sikrikon? What is the halach of sikrikon? What is happening over here? So lakach mi sikrikon, if a Jew bought land from a sikrikon, that means that land was stolen land. V'chazav lakach mi balabais. And then the Jew went back to the original owner and he said, you know, I'll pay you fair market value for the land that the sikrikon sold to me. Mekcho batel. The mekach is not a binding mekach. You have to give the land back to the original owner. The original owner agreed to sell it to you, but he didn't really agree. He agreed to sell it to you because you don't want to get killed. But mi bal habayis, if you first buy the land from the bal habayis, and then v'chazav alakach misikrikon, and then you buy it from the sukrikon mekach kayim, then the mekach is going to be kayim because the bal habayis clearly willingly sold it to you at that time. So the Mishnah says, by the way, lakach min ha'ish, you have a similar halacha. If someone bought land from a husband, and that land should have been earmarked for his wife's suba, v'chazav alakach min ha'isha, and then he goes and he pays the wife for the land, mechobatel. We assume that the woman did not really mean to sell it to him. She just didn't want to upset her husband. Min ha'isha v'chazav alakach min ha'ish. But if she agreed first, and then he went to the husband, mechokayim, then it's a binding sale. Zo Mishnah Rishona, all of that halacha about buying from the Sikrikon and then buying it from the owner, it's no good, was the Mishnah Rishona, was the original Shita. But Bezin Shalachreim Amru, a later Bezin said, Halokech Misikrikon, Nosin Labailim Revia, that if you buy land from a Sikrikon and then you buy it from then you buy it from the original Bailim, you could give back one quarter to the owner and keep the rest for yourself. And that the idea was, we want to encourage people to buy land from the Sikrikon so that Jews will own land in Eretz Yisrael again. So we wanted to give him some benefit for having bought that land and not leaving it in the hands of the Sikrikon. So the original owner is going to get only a fraction of the land that he originally owned. Emasai, when do we say that that's true, that you could buy land from a Sikrikon? Bizman she'in biyadan likach. That's if the owner doesn't have the ability to buy the land himself. Aval yesh biyadan likach. But if the owner himself could buy the land back, hein kod milchal adam, he certainly has the right to take that land back, to buy that land back before anyone else goes and buys it back, and he only gets a fraction of his original land. Rebbe Heshev Bezdin, Rebbe Yehuda Anasi, put together a Bezdin to go over the halachas of Sikrikon. V'nimnu shem shasa b'fnei Sikrikon shnei maser chodesh kala kodem likach zoche. And they took a vote. Nimnu means that they took a vote that if the land was with that the Sikrikon had the land for 12 months or more, and the owner still hasn't brought it back, so then anyone else is allowed to come and buy it back. Aval nosin l'bayim revia, but we still have that halacha that he's got to give one quarter of the land back to the original bayim. So let's review what we learned today. In Parakei Mishnah, we said that Rabbi Yochanan Gudgada said that if a deaf mute was married off by her father, she can receive the get. If a katana was married off by her brother or mother to a kohen, she can eat truma, and if she dies, her husband will yarshin her. If a beam was stolen and built into a building, you could pay back with cash instead of giving back the beam. And finally, if a korban chatas turned out to have been stolen and not everybody was aware of that, we allow it to be mechaper because we don't want to discourage the kohanim for bringing future karbanos. And then in Mishnah Vav we said that the din of Sikrikon did not apply when our lives were in danger, but once our lives were not in danger from the Romans or whoever it was, the din of Sikrikon applied again. So we said that means that if you bought a land from a Sikrikon and only then convinced the original balabais to sell it to you, the mekach is not binding. But if you went to the balabais first and then to the Sikrikon, the mekach is binding. If you buy land from a man and then you buy from a woman, the mekach, meaning from a husband and then from the wife, the mekach is batel. We assume the wife did not really want to sell it to you, but if you buy from the wife and then from the husband, when we assume the mekach is kayim. That was that din of Sikrikon was the original Mishnah Rishona. However, a later Bezin came along and said that if you buy from the Sikrikon, you always have to give one quarter of the land back to the original Bailim, and you get to keep three quarters of the land. But the original Bailam always gets Kedima, that he's able to buy the land before anyone else. But Rebbe in his Beis Din decided that once the Sikrikon has had it for 12 months, anyone is allowed to go and buy it and just give the Bailam back their one quarter. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Hei, Mishnah Zayin.